What's up, guys? Welcome to Stack of Smash Radio. I'm Jesse Wilkins.
And it's me, Rob Coakley, along with Jesse for this intro.
Yes, in this episode, we bring in our friend Jackie the Jew, and we talk about good movies and bad movies. We were initially going to talk about just bad movies, but literally half the show was good movies. So
yeah, we just kind of hit on everything.
But everything is paranormal, so we're talking about haunted movies. We're talking about horror movies. The haunted movies!
Yeah. That haunted copy of Gone with the Wind you have at your house.
It's so scary. Now, we talk about that. We talk about a new show called Ghost Stalkers with Chad Lindbergh, who almost died in a hospital.
In 1983.
So that's that. This episode is brought to you by Jack to Boss Brewing Company, the newest brewery in Massachusetts. Their first beer, the Blind Pilot IPA, is supposed to come out next week. And by come out, I mean they made literally 10 beers. So you probably can't get any of them.
They're $1,000 a piece.
They are very, very exclusive. But the first big batch, the 6-foot midget IPA, should be out in the next month. And then after that, shortly after, there is the Pathetic Snorkeler Double IPA. So very Perfect. Exciting stuff. Jack to Boss. Follow them on Twitter at JACTABOSS. That is Jack to Boss, the official beer of the Pumpkin Patch. All right, let's get into the episode.
And now it's time for
Stack and Smash Radio.
Macy sales clerk checking out my pack. Not part of the Jody Foster fan club anymore that I created.
Hey, that's me and he's mine.
I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
Hey, friends, I'm Jesse Wilkins.
I'm Rob Coakley.
This is Jackie Mayer.
Yes, we're joined by Jackie the Jew. It's been a little while.
Hello. It's nice to be back.
Yes, we had to fill our Jew quota for this.
We're overfilling our Jew quota. Nick also. I mean,
oh wow,
what is going on with
twice in a row?
I mean, this is turning into a concentration camp.
Sheesh, some anti-Semites we are. Anyways, so we're gonna talk about some really bad shows.
Yes, in honor of us switching formats for our actual television show, so to say.
Yeah,
we're switching to like a paranormal comedy thing. We decided that in honor of that. Why not just talk about some of the worst horror movies and other horror-related topics we can think of?
Yeah. We were talking about this, what's the word I'm looking for? Enthusiastically talking about this movie the other day, and I had you look it up, and it's the movie Mama. It was a horror movie, came out. When did the movie come out?
It was like 2012 or 2013-ish, maybe a little before that.
Yeah, and this one ranks in like the worst of the worst for horror movies for me. I've never seen a movie take such a downward spiral as this one did. And a lot of horror movies that kind of are in this same, whether you want to say genre or, you know, like the horror movies that...
Like subgenre of horror.
Kind of, yeah, where they deal with a lot of like hauntings and stuff. They wrap up the movie with either an exorcism or just the shit hitting the fan to a point where
Or person finds the ghost body and it's just all of a sudden okay again. That's another ending on a lot of
these. That's one, yeah. And so many of them, the whole movie is just based around the build and it just, you know, progressively gets scarier week after, you know, or night after night, you know, some more paranormal stuff kind of happens. Kind of like the Paranormal Activity movies where, you know, like the movie... The body of the movie is the build, you know, where it's right. Just getting scarier and scarier. Then all of a sudden, it's like in the last 20 minutes of the movie, they're like, fuck, we got to wrap everything up. And it's bad because they don't have an angle and it's just the most chaotic stuff happens. They end up finding something to put this soul to rest and it's never a smooth ending. There's like very few movies that do it right. And it's usually the only way to wrap them up is usually with like an exorcism.
What would the paranormal activity movies be without pots and pans? I feel like that's like their big scare every time. It's like, oh, there's a door slightly open, pots and pans everywhere.
Pots and pans. Well, there's few items in your house that make louder noises than pots and pans. So, you know, that's important.
Yeah, we've got to throw those around the house at least once a week.
It's hilarious. There's those. There's the doors opening and closing are always big in the Paranormal Activity movies.
Don't forget being dragged out of bed with your sheet.
Yep, the sheet's the bed. Yeah, there's some cliches with those. You know what, though? I don't put the Paranormal Activity movies in the bad category. I think the movies are actually pretty good. There's a lot of bad acting in those movies.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of bad acting in a lot of horror movies. Well, and that's kind of what makes them good.
That's what
usually.
Makes them awesome. Yeah, that's why.
It's just, all right, so there's very few really, really good, let's recap a couple good horror movies. I thought more recently The Conjuring was pretty good.
Yeah, I like The Conjuring.
I thought that was on the better level of them. I thought Annabelle was okay.
I didn't watch it.
It was okay.
I heard it was awful.
But it was one of those that took one of those like batshit crazy endings, you know, so it was, you know, I won't ruin the movie for you, but, you know, see it. It was okay. You know, it was made by the same people as The Conjuring, yeah, and it branched off that story.
There's some of the previews like where the shock horror parts they were looking for just was just like, whatever, like you're dropping this doll. I get it.
She's yeah.
Slightly creepy.
Yeah. That's and the doll got creepier as the movie went on. And they didn't, the doll never like comes to life. Yeah. It wasn't a Chucky movie, which that I liked. Like, there was always the, is this happening because of the doll kind of situation. Yeah. The doll never got up and walked around or anything like that. So I was happy to see that because there's no way to make that scary.
Yeah, if you go back and read, like, what actually happened in the real situation with Annabelle, it's so far away from what the movie portrays.
Yeah, it's just tough because there was a couple of incidents that happened with that actual doll because I read into it as well.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make a 90-minute movie out of it, you're going to have to play it up somehow.
Right, exactly.
And some of the stories are pretty eerie, but a lot of them it's like, do you tie that to the doll or is it just a coincidence? You know, I think one of the more recent deaths that were linked to it was there was a biker guy who kind of came into that shop that they have of all the haunted objects. And he was looking around and he saw that one and he either opened the case or was like banging on the case. He messed with the doll, which is what you're not supposed to do. And then on his way home, he got in a motorcycle accident and died.
Yeah.
So, you know, is that because he messed with the doll or is it just because driving motorcycles is dangerous? You know, it did so happen, you know, on his way home from seeing that and doing what he wasn't supposed to do. So
it's the same thing as the Curse of King Tut, where anyone that came in to
that was crazy. Yeah,
it's crazy, but I mean, but it's all, if you know, you look at it all, yeah, coincidental as well.
And Explorer Jim died 35 years later of a mysterious heart attack. Yes, yeah, you know, so it's okay.
Somehow he died of old age at 107.
Yeah, it's like, okay, at some point everyone is going to die. You know, did that have anything to do with King Tut? Did that have anything to do with Annabelle?
What's that other movie that there's two of them? It wasn't too bad.
Insidious?
Insidious was decent.
Insidious was okay.
It's not great. It's never going to hold up.
It was good enough, and it was definitely different, but it definitely went batshit crazy,
yeah.
You know, like, but it went crazy for the whole entire second half of that movie. So, you know, you can't say that that's one that tried to wrap everything up in the end, because that one, it was kind of crazy the whole movie. And then the second one, what I did like about the second one, and we may have talked about this on the show before, I've never seen a movie that that tied so much into answering questions from the first movie in the second movie.
Right.
To where they brought stuff back and answered questions from scenes that you didn't expect to be answered and you didn't even look at as questions from the first one. So
right.
I thought that was a good job with that.
I thought that was pretty cool. So that was something different. So I'd put Insidious barely in the good category because it was really weird.
Sinister was decent.
Oh, Sinister.
I haven't seen that.
Sinister was okay. If it wasn't Ethan Hawke, I think it would have been my one of my favorite horror movies of the last 5 years.
Well, if there's anything that I like in a horror movie, it's some DUI face. So, that's good.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke, classic. The Others, that was one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Thought it was very
Did
obvious.
You predict the twist?
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
Super easy.
Although, I saw it when I was young, so if I were to see it as a brand new movie now, I'd probably predict it. But when I saw it, you know, I was, maybe 14 or something like that. So, you know, me and Dave saw it, and it hit us like a ton of bricks. We're like, what? It was crazy.
The Babadook is a new horror movie.
I think Dave told me about that.
Yeah, I told Dave to watch that one.
Yeah, he said it was awesome.
And it's really good. It's really
Isn't
different.
It like an alien-ish movie? Or am
no.
I thinking the wrong one?
No.
What was that one? Not the alien one. That's a whole category. But what's the movie that you're talking about?
It's, you almost can't explain it because you ruin it.
Okay.
You have to really watch the movie.
All right.
And it's really, it's different, and you can't give up on it early.
I haven't seen Sinister. I saw the previews for it, and I thought it looked pretty cool.
It actually wasn't bad. They had a lot of really cool things going on in it. I think it's just Ethan Hawke took me away from it a little bit.
I thought that was Kevin Bacon for some reason.
No.
Oh, no, Ethan Hawke.
Yes, so much Ethan Hawke.
I'll tell you what disappointed me, and you'll probably remember better than me. I was super excited to see it and then got super disappointed with Oculus.
Yeah, Oculus was not as good as everyone made it out to be.
I think I saw
that. It wasn't terrible.
Who was in it?
No one huge was in that movie, but it was the one with the mirror. The movie where they like they look at the mirror.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Here's the synopsis: a woman tries to exercise
and can't.
A woman gets on a treadmill. No, a woman tries to exonerate her brother, who was convicted of murder, by proving that the crime was committed by a supernatural phenomenon. Director Mike Flanagan, writers Mike Flanagan, screenplay Jeff Howard, screenplay 2 more credits, --. Click here
what
for full casting crew.
What are you
Jesse,
doing?
I just want to let you know that your synopsis voice is amazing.
Thank you.
It wasn't bad. Like, you watch it, you don't hate it, but you're never going
to
be like...
This is crazy. Sorry, I have to stop you because I scrolled down. We were on Oculus, and I scrolled down. It says, people who liked this also liked, and I'll list, Sinister, The Conjuring, Mama, Insidious 2, and then there's 2 other. So we were just talking about 4 out of the 6 in the suggested ones.
Nailed it.
What's this other one? Oh, there's Insidious 1, so 5 out of 6. And then the other one that we didn't talk about is Cabin in the Woods.
Which I actually never
really
finished.
No?
We didn't finish
it. That sounded like you guys watched it together.
We did. I didn't finish it.
I don't know if I saw that one.
I didn't, and they're remaking it right now, too.
Are they?
But
I've heard good things about it.
I didn't hate it. What I saw the first half. I had to go to bed or something. Like I said, work in the morning.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad. It's Eli Roth movie.
Okay.
I like Eli Roth movies. He did Cabin in the Woods. He did Hostel. So he does fun horror movies for the most part. And he's doing a movie. Here's an interesting tidbit. He's doing a movie called Clown right now. Like, he's working on it.
Right.
And part of... He's from Massachusetts. And I just read an interview with him recently where he goes... they're like, well, where did you get the motivation for this project? Like, what made you think of it? He's like, well, I grew up in Massachusetts. I used to go to a bunch of local fairs. And we used to go to the Brockton Fair.
Oh,
where
God.
You either want to have a good time or get stabbed. He goes, and I'll never forget walking around there in the 80s, there was a dunk tank clown who was just yelling out racist and homophobic things the entire time. And that's where a lot of the inspiration for
that's
him
pretty
came
funny.
From.
I wonder personally. If, I bet that's the same clown tank guy that came to the Marshfield Fair. Because I remember that growing up, and he was just so brutal, just making fun of ladies for being fat,
yeah.
And yeah, dudes for looking gay and everything. Yeah. And you know, at the time, I mean, political correctness wasn't what it was today.
Yeah.
You know, today he'd be on the local news channel. But
oh wait, were we talking about Cabin in the Woods, or were we talking about Cabin in the Woods?
I was talking
about
Cabin in the Woods.
Which I've seen twice, so I don't know why you haven't finished it.
I was thinking of Cabin Fever.
Oh,
for
no,
some reason,
don't see that movie.
Cabin in the Woods is
very good.
One of my 2 favorite horror yes. movies. Maybe of all time.
How did I not see
That's
this
That's why
one?
I gave you that face, because I was a little...
No, Cabin in the Woods is, like, it's...
Very worth seeing.
It's my favorite horror movie of the modern era, by far.
Wow. I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, it's very good. I'd watch it again. I've watched it twice. We made Dave watch it. We watched it with him. It was amazing.
Yeah, I heard good things about it, but I don't think I've seen it.
And what is your favorite horror movie of all time?
I mean, it was The Others until you just trashed on it. I might go with the Conjuring. I really did like The Conjuring a lot.
I love the original Nightmare on Elm Street. It's just, to me, it holds up. It's just always been my
favorite.
I'd
have to watch it again. I haven't watched those since a very long time ago.
The first one
all those old ones.
And it, again, the ending's a little weak.
Yeah, because that one has a real... It's not a slasher necessarily because it's really dealing with
different
elements.
It is a slasher, but it's also very psychological.
That's the thing, because you're dealing with dreams now.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So it's different.
So it was different than like let's call Friday the 13th what it is. It became a giant knockoff of the Halloween movies. I mean, there's no way you can't say it wasn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, Freddy Krueger is very... It deals with like some really like topics that you don't know if they'd even do nowadays if it wasn't already made, where it's child molestation and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
and burn victims and
yeah. So, it's really good though. It holds up, and it's Johnny Depp's first movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So those are the good horror movies.
Yeah. And Zach Bagans was talking about this on that interview with Chris Jericho, how the whole movie industry has gone paranormal to where ghosts are in, slasher movies are kind of out.
Right.
You know, your biggest ones are Paranormal Activity, The Conjuring, you know, Annabelle, the movies like that are the ones that are the big blockbusters, and those are just ghost movies. So everyone's kind of interested in paranormal, and ghosts are in.
Right now, yeah. And like 10 years ago, it was vampires.
Yeah.
Zombies have been kind of in too.
Zombies have been in for a long time. Well, zombies now with The Walking Dead and everything, it's really...
The Walking Dead really brought them back.
Yep.
But zombie movies are always there. They're at a huge popularity right now. Ghost movies are up. Slashers will be back in 5 or 6 years. A very good slasher movie will come out, and then everyone will be like, oh, the audiences want slasher movies, so yeah. slasher.
Right. Well, they haven't really stopped doing slasher movies. It's just
they haven't had a good one. Yeah.
I can't think of a good one in quite some time.
And they're redoing Friday the 13th, and if they do, which they've already redone once the last few years.
Right.
But, you know.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, I think those might be the last, like, successful slashers.
We just watched one.
Did you know there was one that came out 2 years ago?
I was unaware.
I didn't know. Yeah, it wasn't actually terrible either. It was okay. Oh my God, who was in it? I just kept singing his songs the whole time. Trey Songz.
Yeah.
Trey Songz was
in it. I did know about it because I saw that he was in one, and I was like, that looks awful.
It wasn't terrible.
That's interesting.
Although it was funny, like, just this chick's going through all this hell and everything. She just has perfect eye makeup the whole movie.
Of course. I mean,
yeah.
That's not going to get messed up during the movie.
Yeah. That's the little things I always check for in movies. Just like, they always have that going on. It's like, she's been running through the woods for 4 days, but that makeup.
Eyeliner on point.
Yeah. Just always on point.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's one thing that they get wrong about a lot of shows. And a lot of them, like Game of Thrones, is kind of starting to get it right, but you're dealing with movies that are back in the time and everyone has the most perfect teeth.
Yeah.
So, like, no, they're in that. You know? Sorry, I know it's not going to be the most pretty thing when the star of the movie has some crappy teeth, but that's got to be the case. I mean, they didn't have dentists. And if they did, they didn't know what they were doing. All right.
So, shall we get into some of the bad movies?
We just talked about good movies for way too long. So, we're here to talk about bad stuff, and the movie that I think is one of the worst movies of all time is Mama, and it came out in 2013. Here's the synopsis. Annabelle and Lucas are faced with the dark challenges of... I just added the word dark. That wasn't even in there because that doesn't even make sense. Annabelle and Lucas are faced with the challenge of raising his young nieces. That's not dark. Well, it ends up being dark.
They're raised with the challenge of raising their child.
It's not their child. Yeah, it's their niece. Their young nieces. All right. Annabelle and Lucas are faced with the challenge of raising his... This isn't even worded right. All right. Annabelle and Lucas are faced with the challenge of raising his young nieces. Wouldn't that be Luke, I guess?
That's right.
All
right,
whatever. Take three. Annabelle and... Is it four?
It's like seven.
We're on four. All right, well, now it's five. Annabelle and Lucas are faced with the challenge of raising his young nieces that were left alone in the forest for 5 years. But how alone were they? And I guess you could say, and how in the forest were they? Because they were actually in a house.
Yeah. Well, but let's go back to how alone were they? Is there different degrees of being alone? Either alone or you're not.
I mean, the word they kind of takes away from being alone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, there's two of them, so they're not really alone. They're with each other. And then they're also with their ghost mom. So basically, if you haven't seen the movie, don't. Unless if you want to see how much of a train wreck this movie is. And what boggles my mind is we were talking about this, and I was like, there is no way in hell that anybody thought this was a good movie. You can't watch that movie go on the downward shitstorm that movie went down and be like, huh? That wrapped up pretty nicely, yeah.
I don't know how that movie wasn't called Shitstorm or Downward Shitstorm.
It was unbelievable. It's just that the movie took the most dumb ending ever. All right, here it is. So basically, these two little girls, they get in a car accident with Jamie Lannister, right?
Yeah, Jamie Lannister.
Jamie Lannister.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know if he was the one that crashed the car, though. All right, whatever. His They got in an accident. The person who drove the car, I think, died, and the two little girls escaped and ended up at a house that was abandoned, evidently, in the middle of the woods, way off the beaten path, and they survived for a couple of years. I guess 5 years they were in the forest. So, you know, these little girls, they're, you know, like 3 and 5 years old, or however old they were. So you wouldn't expect them to live. They actually, one of them might have been like an infant.
Yeah, one of them was really young. So the whole premise of the movie was the older one was still human enough.
She could talk.
She could talk. Yeah. She could. She was. She remembered being a regular person. The little girl was a squirrel.
Basically, yeah, literally just grew up as a squirrel. So,
yeah.
So
I wish Jackie's face was shown right now on the podcast.
It might be. We have the video going. Yeah. So she eventually someone finds them. They go back and their parents are dead. So they end up living with their aunt and uncle. And a ghost follows them home. This ghost that was apparently caring for them. This ghost was apparently the ghost of a mental patient or something. So this crazy lady who killed her baby.
Yeah.
And then... killed herself too, I think. She jumped off that cliff. Stupid cliff.
Some stupid shit like that.
Whatever. Anyways, as the movie progresses, things start getting more and more haunted, and I think we just lost our video. Our battery died. So, whatever. The rest of this will be on audio. And where were we? Okay, so ghost falls, you know, and as the movie goes on, it gets more and more haunted, yada, yada, yada. And then eventually they dropped the ball and they showed too much ghost.
Oh, yeah. They showed way too much ghost. So they went super CGI heavy on this ghost.
Way too much.
When you're watching it, you think it's CGI from like 2005.
It was really bad.
So that's why when me and you were talking about the other night, we were like, when did this movie come out? I was like, 2006 or 2007 based on the CGI.
Yeah, no, it was 2013. And it looked like... Because at the beginning, it wasn't that bad. And even when they showed it, like, climbing up the stairs, you know, hitting all the cliches they can hit, it wasn't too, too bad. But towards the end of the movie, not only did the ghost get really corny looking, but the screen was, like, grainy. So I think they ran out of budget. I think they ran out of money towards the end of the movie and didn't have the money to put the second half of the movie in HD. Because the picture got low quality. Mm. And I don't know if it was just what I was watching it on. I think I've watched it twice now because it was so bad. But it's not even just about the quality. It's not even about the quality of the ghost completely. It's they did so many things wrong at the end of this movie.
And right before we get into the end, so this goes to CGI the whole movie. And then there's just one point where they do this rubber face.
Yeah, they do a turnaround scene. So it's like you're approaching the ghost from the back, or like I think it was just supposed to be a woman from the back, and you know something's wrong because she's like twitching a little bit. And then all of a sudden she does this slow motion turnaround with this twisted, stupid zombie face. And at the moment, I mean, we're going to still run video at this point because I'm going to show this clip if I can find it. But you got this slow turnaround, the worst rubber mask ever. And it's like, I think it was purple or something, and there was just cockroaches climbing around, and they did zero makeup to this thing. Like, they could have put some blood on it, done some kind of makeup to make it at least look a little bit real, but we just burst out laughing and immediately rewinded and paused on that.
We cry laughter.
It was
so
bad. It was absolutely hilarious. So that was that. And then the hole that they left, basically at the end of the movie, they end up on this cliff, and they have this way too long interaction with the ghost, and the ghost grabs up this little girl. It jumps off the cliff with her, one of the little girls from the movie, and kills this girl. The ghost killed the girl, and then the family just accepted it.
The family's just like, oh, I get it. This is what has to happen.
Yeah, and then the butterfly.
Oh, is it?
You're just like, what?
Yeah, and then like this butterfly flies up, and the little girl, I don't remember the girl's name, but she's like, oh, that must be Cassie. It's like, no, that's a butterfly, and you're all going to jail tomorrow. Like they don't recap that. They all just hug each other, and then they just accept it, and they're ready to move on with their lives. Like, no, you have explaining to do. You're also being closely watched in the movie, I think, by people that thought that you weren't fit to raise these kids. Yeah. So guess what? You weren't, because you just let this girl die. You didn't even try to save her. You just let her jump off the cliff with this psycho ghost.
Go with her.
Because guess who's believing you when you say the ghost did it? No
one. Say that in court. No, you threw that girl off the cliff. That's what's going to happen in court. Oh, man. There's so many holes. And all right, so I was like, there's no way this movie gets more than a half a star. There's no way. I'm like, the cast and crew are the only ones that could give this a rating that's any good. And this thing got a fucking 6.2 out of 10. 6.2 out of 10. 111,000 users voted on this, and more than half of you fucking morons decided that this was a above average movie. Are you kidding me? Holy shit.
I wish you could see how angry Jesse is right now.
I am
such an angry Jesse.
Baffled. There's no way that you watch that, and but there's some way. There's 50,000 people out there that rated this movie positive. Unbelievable.
Shocking and appalling.
It is disgusting. Go out and watch the movie, and there's literally no way you don't agree with everything we just said.
You know another movie we have to hit on? Remember when we were doing football at my house at the beginning of the year, and I had, I don't remember if I had Netflix or something up.
We watched the worst movie
of all time. We watched the worst movie of all time. Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yeah.
We didn't finish it, spoiler alert.
Who did I just make watch that? I think one of my piano students.
It's
something like that. Oh, you know what? It was this kid I work with, basically a piano student, and he was talking about the worst movie of all time. I'm like, no, you haven't seen the worst movie of all time. This one is actually like
considered the worst.
It's considered the worst. I think it's just considered the worst movie of all time. It's worse than Mama, because it just like it's actually hard to watch. It's hard to get through. You can get through Mama and just laugh at it and be like, you idiots, why is this okay? But that movie is you get like halfway through and you're like, what am I doing? What is it? What are they doing? What am I doing? It's really, really bad.
So we got through. The only reason why we got through so much of it is we were watching it on commercials of the Sunday Night Football game.
Yeah, so we'd go back and forth and watch a little more.
We'd watch like 5 minutes at a time.
And it started off, we were all just laughing like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. All of a sudden, out of nowhere in the plot, did it make any sense that they would just start shooting at UFOs? But all of a sudden, it was based in a graveyard. And it was kind of like a vampire / Back from the Dead movie.
Can you also preface this with explaining that this came out in 1959?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an Ed Wood movie, which Ed Wood is known to be like the worst director of all time.
Yeah, they're doing a movie about him now.
They already did a movie about him.
Oh, did they?
Johnny Depp was the star of it.
Really?
Yeah, so like Johnny Depp starred in it. Ed Wood is known as the worst filmmaker of all time. He took Bela Lugosi, who was like a really famous horror actor back in like the 30s and 20s or whatever.
Who gave him money?
I don't know.
Like, something like that, if you don't have a resume and they take a shot at you, sure. But then when you make a shit movie, who gives you money to do another one? There has to be a chain of people that greenlight these kinds of projects. How do they get away with giving this guy more money to make? I mean, I guess if the movie makes enough money, but there's, you have to recognize, if you're a professional, you have to be able to recognize that a product is bad and not worth funding anymore.
The synopsis for this movie is actually perfect. We'll try to make sure your brain doesn't explode when I read this.
Do you want me to try to read it in my synopsis voice?
You can try to.
All right, let me see it. See, I wish I was good at reading. Aliens resurrect dead humans as zombies and vampires to stop humanity from creating the Solarnite. The Solarnite? Solarnite. Solarnite. A sort of sun-driven bomb. Okay, so they made up that word. So it's not bad that I couldn't pronounce it. And the fact that they put a sort of sun-driven bomb. it's sort of one of those.
That's just kind of what it is.
So that's a lot of things going on at once. Yeah. Aliens resurrect dead humans as zombies and vampires to stop humanity from creating a bomb. Why do the aliens care if the humans create a bomb?
Well, it's are they a gonna sun
use, bomb. Are they going to use
they're
it?
Gonna,
to,
they're going
to
blow up the sun, I guess.
Sun-driven bomb. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Why are humans building that?
No one knows.
All right. Well,
we're trying to draw logic out of this movie, Jesse.
Yeah, there's no logic to draw. I mean, I now
have more questions.
Without reading that, it's very difficult to understand what that movie's about. You actually watch the movie and have less of a clue what the movie's about than...
Yeah, and then the movie, it's just so ridiculous. They have one actress playing two different roles that interacts with the same character, so you're just like, that's the same woman.
Is the one with the weird hips in that movie?
Oh, no, but she was like the...
What's going on with that?
Yeah.
How'd they do that?
I don't know.
Because that's not normal.
She must have had like the tightest corset of all time on.
Yeah, but no, that's like, that like would break her hips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Explanation for that.
But then they're like, they show like the UFOs and you could just clearly see the wire strings on them.
Oh, completely. Completely.
You saw that and just the faces.
But they never talked about the UFOs. They just all of a sudden there's UFOs and all of a sudden the military is shooting at them.
Yeah.
They're never like, oh, the UFOs are here to stop us from building this bomb.
They were like, we don't know why they're here. Let's shoot at them. And no one's really shocked. I was just like, oh, yeah, that's
it. And then they never talk about it after. They just go back to the graveyard with the zombies.
And then later the aliens do show up and they start talking about nonsense.
Yeah.
It's just awful. Awful movie.
It was unbelievably bad, and it's not surprising. I mean, you started watching that movie and just knowing that it was going to be one of those really bad. But I mean, bad movies were kind of in at that time. You know, like those really corny space movies.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I mean, there's no excuse for Mama. No excuse. And there's, you know what? I'm not even mad at the movie. I'm mad at the 50,000 idiots that rated this movie above average.
Yeah.
This is your fault. This is your fault.
It's your fault that these movies get made. It's your fault I have to waste an hour and a half of my life to watch these and laugh at these terrible transgressions, these horror transgressions.
You can't agree with that. You can't watch that in how, as a human. I don't, even like the dumbest people in the world. Some people legitimately think that 2 Chainz is a good rapper. Some people are literally like, yo, this dude went in. You know, but, and that's fine. You can have your opinions about music, I guess. You're an idiot. But with this movie, even idiots, I can't see them being like, oh, that was pretty good. How? It's just, it's unbelievable to me. Watch the movie. You know, we can only bitch about this stuff for so long, but, you know. We got to talk about Ghost Stalkers real quick.
Well, let's just transition to, just not Ghost Stalkers, but let's transition to Destination America real quick and how this is the greatest, awful channel of all time.
We plan on getting our show on this channel. We can't bash it too much.
Well, we can bash it all we want because that's why wouldn't they take us? That's the whole point of this. If they're going to put all these shows on
We have a few shows they need to take off and replace with your show.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the network, they know what they're doing.
And
they know what they're doing, and they know that they're becoming famous for having bad shows, I would say. You know, they got their Duck Dynasty ripoff show.
Yeah, the horror version.
Bigfoot Hunters.
It's mountain monsters.
Yeah, they're hunting. There's just so many idiots. And it's so funny, like, they start off the episode. You know, we just missed him in the last time that we went out. You didn't just miss him. You just were tracking something that doesn't exist. You know, we just missed him last time. No.
They always catch him in the episode. It's like, oh, we got this big 8,000-pound trap. Why?
The best was the standoff they had. They had a standoff in a shed. When they all had their guns, and it's just some guy's like, you're on my property. They're like, we're not putting our guns down. It's like, get off his property. You're just on his property. Like, this isn't anything paranormal. You're trespassing, and he's approaching you, and you trespass on someone's land, entering into their buildings with guns.
Yeah.
What did you expect to happen, and why did you get away with this?
Then there's Monsters and Mysteries in America, where we were watching one day, and it's just, like the lizard man, and here's a crude sketch drawing of the lizard man.
Best sketch
this was
ever.
It's meant to be actual evidence of the lizard man, and it was.
It's kind of like the leprechaun story.
Outline drawn by a toddler.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not as bad as that. Remember, do you ever see the news story about the leprechaun in the hood?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You ever seen that?
No.
That was funny. That drawing was even worse.
I don't know if it could be any worse than that.
The leprechaun was pretty bad.
Yeah,
but the lizard man, that was pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Why don't we just talk about real quick Destination America's most prized possession, Amish haunting?
Oh yeah.
Whose tagline is chilling ghost stories from the Amish community, guaranteed to drive one buggy.
Hashtag
Jesse joke.
That's worse than a Jesse joke. I wouldn't do that to you people.
There's no reason to discuss it further. Just go watch it because I didn't even realize it was an entire series.
And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, why is this a thing? Like, what is the obsession with like Amish anything ever?
Well, people are interested in it because it's different and because they don't know. You know,
so let's throw out.
Find it interesting.
But every episode is just about them going against their religion and somehow they're blaming it on, you know, somehow ghosts.
Well, they're going against their religion right off the bat by letting a TV crew
exactly.
in. So that's done.
Yeah.
You know? And then a lot of people get it confused to where they think if you believe in ghosts or if you're hunting ghosts that you're doing something that's sacrilegious, which isn't true. Because technically, if you believe in God, you believe in ghosts. You know, if you're going to church on Sunday, you believe in spirits, so ghosts are spirits. That's the reality of it. Now, you know, some of it's gray area, obviously. I don't think every Christian out there actually believes that there's ghosts that can haunt. But, you know, it is what it is. And that's another thing Zach talked about on that podcast. So, you know, Zach Bagans, he's our idol.
Yeah.
But
you know who's not our idol?
No, the guy from Fast and the Furious. What's his name?
Chad Lindbergh.
Chad Lindbergh. And I, you know, Jesse. Jesse. What did he say? What did he say? I don't know what I'm doing, man. We raised for pink slips, man.
Chad on Ghost Stalkers, his facial expression in every episode is equivalent to the scene where he loses the slip to his dad's car in Fast and
Chad
Furious.
Chad is positively on meth on every single that man is tweaking hard, and it's so funny. He is all right. When we first started watching Ghost Adventures, we were like, oh my gosh, this guy Zach, he just yells at ghosts. But Chad,
yeah, that's
he just yeah, did you pull up the face?
I don't know. I'm gonna ask you what cartoon character do you think Chad looks like?
Cartoon character,
because it's exactly what we both thought of.
I don't know, let me see. I guess so. Droopy.
He's definitely droopy.
All right. Yeah. I can see that.
You look at his eyes, he's droopy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll have to look at him and compare. He's, for lack of a better term, he is absolutely, he's just scared shitless of ghosts, of everything that goes on. And it's so funny because in these paranormal shows, they do their replays. They replay something that goes on 5-6 times. And they'll replay the sound of a ghost, and then right after that, it will be Chad screaming like a bitch.
Screaming so loud and just running around.
Yeah, so you'll hear like, and in this, and then his voiceovers are awful. He's like, and in this clip, you hear the singing of a disembodied voice.
It's always disembodied.
It's always disembodied.
You hear the voice of a disembodied girl. Could this be the little girl that died here trying to communicate with me? And then you just hear, ah! And the little, was maybe the ghost. And then the, ah! Is just Chad screaming like a bitch.
And shaking. Shaking so hard.
And then he just goes, it makes this giant old face, and then just like looks around this giant wide eye. And it's not just once. It's every time any kind of bump or anything happens. And it's so funny. And then you get his off-duty detective in the in the other van or whatever looking on, and he's just always so awkwardly worried for him.
I'm so worried like, about Chad right now.
He's like, God, I didn't want to leave him in there all by himself. Well, that's the point of the fucking show. So you did it. You don't have to keep talking about it. God, Chad's in there all alone, sweating. I wish I was there to wipe the sweat off his back with my chest.
Yeah. The episode we watched on the right before we came over here, they were in a prison. Did you see the prison one?
I don't think so.
So they're in a prison, and the detective guy is in there. And he's like, Chad, I'm having a heart attack.
No, he didn't.
Chad's like, I gotta get in there. And Chad just runs with a camera.
He's
just running with a camera.
There goes paramedic Chad to save the day.
Chad pulls him out of the building and just leaves him sitting there for hours.
Chad MD was there.
Chad's career should have died outside of Toretto's house on the sidewalk during that drive-by.
It basically did.
It pretty much did. But you know what? He's back, and the show is entertaining. And you know what? When we first started watching Ghost Adventures and those things, we watched it because it was entertaining, because at the time, Zach was a much less of a professional, we'll put it that way, than he is now. And you know, he would just, the way he would try to intimidate ghosts was very entertaining, and we enjoyed that. So we sarcastically watched Ghost Adventures for a long time, and then we just got into it. Now it's literally one of my favorite shows, and I can't see Ghost Stalkers ever reaching that level. But it's actually produced by Nick Roth, which is one of the
guys that was on
Ghost Adventures, and then recently left the show.
And the other thing that drives me crazy about Ghost Stalkers is they're always like, we're looking for a demented portal. And it's like, and it's all about the area. They got water, land, granite, all stuff that could cause a portal.
It's like, and Captain Planet comes through the portal.
I'm like, they have everything that everywhere
that
has.
Everywhere has that. These are the perfect elements. The other thing,
it's always, they have water, they have granite, there's a stream nearby, and there's railroad tracks. What? Oh. That helps.
That'll
railroad
do it.
Tracks.
My name's Chad Lindbergh.
Was it Lindbergh?
Yeah.
My name's Chad Lindbergh. In 1980, I almost died in a hospital.
And that's just how this
classic Chad. That's in the intro. It's like, you're not going to talk about that.
Do you think Chad just goes up to people and just tells them one sentence stories and then just walks away? And everyone's just like,
last June, I ate a cheeseburger.
And that's
Chad
it.
Walks away.
Last May, I was driving down the highway at an exceptionally high speed. Chad walks away.
Chad walks away. Hashtag Chad walks away. Anyways, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. We need a name for our paranormal TV show. We're trying to mix paranormal and comedy. So if you think of something, tweet it at us at Stack and Smash TV. New Twitter handle.
Yep, we got a new Twitter handle. We're also starting pre-production on the show.
Yes.
We have locations that we're locking down. We have a couple of ideas, so
should be fun stuff.
We should be all set for locations on season one, but if you think of anywhere in the New England area that you want us to check out, let us know, and we'll try to work it in for like season two or whatever.
Yeah, sweet. That's going to wrap it up. Thank you, Jackie the Jew.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on, and yeah, that'll be about it. We'll catch you guys next week.
Later.
Stack and Smash Radio.